The word of God this morning is taken from the book of the Bible called 1 Peter. It was a letter written by the Apostle Peter, who not only denied Jesus, but had trouble accepting the fact that he really was alive on Easter Sunday. More remarkably, he's writing to Christians who were scattered because of increasing persecutions in Pontus, Galatia, Cappadocia, Asia, Bithynia, undergoing persecution not only from the Jews, but also from the Romans. He begins his letter. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who according to his abundant mercy has begotten us again to a living hope through the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead, to an inheritance incorruptible and undefiled, and that does not fade away, reserved in heaven for you. There's an old saying, where there's life, there's hope. Unfortunately, this was usually said of somebody who was dying. But because of Easter, we can, with new meaning, say, where there's life, there's hope. Peter reminds you that you have a living hope. The hope that you have connected to this world are dead hopes, because they're all going to result in death. And so Peter begins, blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. In his great abundant mercy, God did not turn his back. Jesus did not turn his back on Peter. And God does not turn his back on sinners. This God of mercy made us his dear children through Jesus' death and resurrection. Peter says he has begotten us again to a living hope through the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead. God gave us new life when we were baptized. In fact, in the third chapter of this letter, Peter reminds us that baptism now saves us through the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead. As children of God, we've been given an inheritance. We're heirs of God and joint heirs of eternal life. People today are concerned that their earthly inheritance is going to be eaten up by inflation or the stock market. But God has given us an inheritance that is described as incorruptible, undefiled, does not fade away. And that inheritance, that inheritance waiting for you, is reserved in heaven. And so, in this life, we have a living hope. Because of Jesus' death, not even death can destroy the hope that we have. In fact, in death we pass to everlasting life. And all this is going to be revealed on that last day. Can you imagine when Jesus returns in glory, all the dead are raised, and then he speaks to his believers. Come, ye blessed of my Father, receive the inheritance prepared for you. And so you have a living hope amidst the persecutions, the troubles, the trials, the sinfulness of this world we live in. And so Peter says to Christians undergoing persecution, therefore we greatly rejoice, even though now for a little while, if need be, you have been grieved by various trials. We're not facing the persecutions, outward persecutions of the early Christians, but there could be coming. But there are many trials and tribulations and troubles in our lives, physical troubles, illness, broken relationships, troubles. But all of these are for a little while. These trials can't destroy our living hope. In fact, they make it more real. For Peter says, just like gold which perishes is tested by the refining fire of the blast furnace, so your faith is refined and purified by the fire of these trials. These troubles don't destroy your faith, they strengthen it. And we have the promise of God that we have a living hope that nothing will come that we will not be able to bear. So when you minister to have as a pastor to somebody who's dying or somebody that you know, what's the only thing you can give to him? The only hope that I could give to people in their last days was the assurance that Jesus has died for his sins and conquered death through his resurrection. And that even in death, but especially in death, we have a living hope. Death cannot touch us. Jesus removed the sting of death and has given us the hope of a victory. So Peter reminds people he's writing to that unlike Thomas, who demanded proof, you haven't seen the resurrected Lord Jesus. But Peter says, though you do not see him now, yet by believing in him, you are filled with a joy that is inexpressible and filled with glory. In the resurrection of Jesus and the promise of our resurrection, we have a living hope. And as you live the journey that God has prepared for you, may you in every circumstance of life rejoice with joy inexpressible and full of glory. For you have been given in Jesus a living hope. We close now with the affirmation of this as we sing in hymn 759, stanzas 1 and 4. Hymn 759.